morning, and welcome to another exciting episode of Late for the Party on Anchor FM. I am your host, Melodious, a.k.a. Cover Boy, the modern Marvel, also known as the handsome, clean-faced Harry La Brea. The handsome Harry La Brea, also known as the clean-faced Harry La Brea. Man, we are going to get into In My Mind segment about Chris Rock. And I want to shed some light on the whole Michael B. Jordan situation also. But before I do all that, please like, comment, share, subscribe, support the podcast. You can check me out on all forms of social media. Just click on my link tree. It's all one-stop shopping. You can check me out on all of it, pretty much. You can see me on TikTok, where I'm giving you all those LOLs and whatnot. You can check me out on my podcast, which is on Anchor, which you can check me out on all 10 platforms, Spotify, you name it, it's all there. You can even listen to some of my tracks that I also have on some of my stuff on my SoundCloud as well, you guys. So yeah, and also check out the Late for the Party merch, where you can actually get all the cool t-shirts, the Late for the Party logo tees and whatnot. And there's some more stuff coming in the near future. So get ready and watch out for all the latest stuff. You know what I mean? So either way, we're going to get into it right now. Chris Rock's Netflix special, Selective Outrage. But mainly I'm just going to talk about the whole thing with his clap back against what happened almost a year ago, and almost it was about to be Oscar season right now, which should be coming up in a matter of, well, like weeks or days or something like that. And so Chris Rock does his special, and he literally goes ham in a way to where, to me, it was appropriate for himself, you know, because obviously you could tell in how he was talking about it, it was still bothering him, but you could literally see him coming out, how he felt about what happened in that aspect. And that whole thing with selective outrage is very, very true. I've heard about this even when I was in counseling, where selective outrage is when people are mad at a situation where they obviously are, like, they can't handle that particular situation, and instead of taking it out on the direct source of where their frustrations or their anger is being coming from, they take it out on another, they take it out on something that is a little bit more, like, that isn't aware of it, or weaker than them, or weaker than themselves. So, and it's true to where it's like, you know, instead of a person getting mad at a situation, instead of hitting a brick wall, knowing that brick wall might actually hurt them, they decide to hit something like a pillow, you know, or rip up a pillow or something that, you know, they can mess up. And he brought it, and Chris Rock brought it to a lot of it, I mean, brought it to details to where it's like, yeah, you got hurt by, Will Smith got hurt by Jada. Not only that, you're, like, she literally fucked her son's friend in your house, or maybe, most likely in your house. And not only that, you go on an interview to talk about an entanglement, which is, like, complete bullshit. Like, who, like, he's telling the truth. Who really does that? Who gets interviewed by the person you're getting cheated on? It's like, really? And it's like, he's done, like, Jada's done more harm to Will than that Joe could have ever did to Jada. Honestly, let's just be 100% honest. So instead of taking out his frustrations on Jada or August Alsea or whomever, you decided to go after the guy who has nothing to do with the situation that you went through. Probably most likely was even trying to call him just to see if you were all right. And literally smacked the guy on national television. The world seen that shit. And Chris Rock has valid points on, like, there's some things that a lot of people would never fight in front of white people. I'm jumping around, but never fight in front of white people. Like, you know, because, hell, my family even taught me that. Because it's like, they're already looking at you in an aspect to where, oh, they're volatile. They're this and that and such and such. Like, no matter what kind of status you are, 9 out of 10 times, most people are going to have a stigma about you. They're going to put you in a stereotype where, oh, all black men are angry, all this and such, to where it's like, where they're looking at you with a microscope just to see if you're going to pop off. And then once that happens, they're going to be like, see, I told you so. They act just like that. You know what I'm saying? See, they're just like how I thought. They're just like how I was told. You know, and it's sad because it's like, oh, and then they think about it like all black men are thugs, all this and that and such. So, and it sucks, man, because it's like, Will Smith is a good dude, but what you did to, I mean, not only that. Look, you did that shit to yourself, bro. He did that shit to himself. You can't get mad at nobody. And honestly, you can't get mad at nobody but the person you're looking in the mirror. Because honestly, it's like, who does that to themselves? To where you are going to be willing to allow yourself to go through that kind of scrutiny and pain. Where a lot of people on some Incredible Hulk shit will blow the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? Take their frustrations on the wrong situation. Sometimes in that kind of situation that Will Smith did, takes it out on other people. And then it's like, and this is the problem about being masculine, not having that masculine trait. Because on that fuck shit that he did, literally on some soft shit, you're gonna get mad at a guy doing not even a hard press joke. Believe me, if that was fucking Dave Chappelle up on that stage doing that shit, Dave Chappelle would have fucking massacred Jada for being bald. I would have been like, yo, looks like fucking Jada Pink is probably going for being Professor X's sister, Cassandra Nova, up in the latest X-Men movie. Can't wait to see that. You know, she might be going for the role as a gender swap of Professor X. You know, something. I mean, I would have went ham on that shit. G.I. Jane? Come on, bro. You serious? Look, I would have believed her being more what she was being if she was in G.I. Jane Part 2 than fucking her being an old fogey in the Matrix Resurrection. That shit was trash. You know, so it's like, come on. You go after the guy that literally, and I could see the frustration on Chris Rock's face when he was telling a joke. He even stumbled on the joke, so you know he was still emotional about it. But he had to keep his composure. And that's the thing about masculinity, ladies and gentlemen. For all you folks who says about masculinity being toxic, first of all, you can't be toxic. There's no such thing as toxic masculinity. It's called masculinity. That's all it is. It's just the fact that whoever you're dealing with who's masculine might be a fucking asshole. There's a difference. I'm masculine. I'm not an asshole. You know, I try to keep a subtle head, and I'm not an emotional dude to where it's like I've been through the trenches and all kinds of shit. To where shit, like, yeah, he's right. Everybody's been cheated on. I've been cheated on. But instead of taking the frustration out on other people, that's not right. It's not right for somebody to go and take their, for me, slap the dog shit out of somebody who had nothing to do with the reason why I'm pissed off. You know what I'm saying? That's the situation that honestly could have been fixed. And then all this bullshit where all this bullshit where Will Smith is sitting here, oh, going on interviews and all of this shit. Well, oh, I'm, you know, all making it all about him and all his, like, oh, I did this. The clear issue is that you didn't do a goddamn thing to really try to, like, set the tone and clear the air with fucking Chris Rock. Instead of you just sitting there trying to, and you're still with your silly ass wife. You should have dropped that bitch a long time ago. Especially when this whole heifer is still sitting here writing to a dead dude that she ain't, and then you got her daughter sitting here writing to, like, the dead dude. No disrespect to Tupac, but goddamn. You know what I'm saying? This is the type of shit that honestly a lot of people tells guys like us to avoid. These are the type of females that most of these so-called, like, something like the to avoid and watch out for. You know what I'm saying? And give props to Chris Rock, bro. Like, he said that his parents raised him right. It really did. And here's the sad part about that. We're going to segue in a little bit into the whole thing with the stuff with Michael B. Jordan. The incident with him. Now, when it comes down to, like, a person finally getting their comeuppance, you know, getting their get back and whatnot, it's like, it's a thing to where it's like, oh yeah, it's a wonderful thing, because it may not be today, it may not be tomorrow, it's gonna happen. You know, I'm always gonna be that guy. I mean, for myself, I am an underdog. I am that guy that y'all don't see coming. You know, like Chris Rock and like Michael B. Jordan. Like, for him, he was getting clowned in school. Because he was, you know, trying to be an actor. He would bring his photos and everything. So when he was going to auditions and stuff. And, you know, he's going to school in, like, Newark. Going to school in Newark, New Jersey. So obviously, there's some, like, you know, in the hood, and mugs are sitting there clowning because they don't understand, or they're not even willing to understand or even talk to him. So what did they call him? The corny kid, the corny dude, the corny guy. You know, and then it's like, and then years later, they get the people who were clowning him. You know, he's doing his thing, minding his own business, making power moves and shit. And then next thing you know, they get at him talking about, oh yeah, I remember when I was on, like, when they get online, like, when they would go on their podcast talking about how they used to jab at him when he was in high school. Oh, yeah, he's a corny guy and blah, 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 blah. I'm like, yo, I would be like, oh, yeah, the corny guy, right? I would be the same fucking way. The same fucking way. Oh, remember that shit where y'all used to, like, talk all that fun shit about me in high school, and then now you want to say that shit on a podcast or on a show? I would be the exact same way he was coming at it. The corny guy, right? Oh, I didn't say that. You may not have said it, but you said it back in the day when we were kids. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, for me, it's like the comeuppance when it comes down to people doing that shit to people who don't, like, they're not aware. Maybe they're not aware of it. And then maybe eventually when they get older, they might be like, yo, maybe they might apologize in a way that where they could understand it. Like, maybe I was being a dick. I didn't appreciate it. You know what? The funny thing is, we all been through that. I've been through that, and I've actually had something happen to me back in the day when I was in high school, and then, you know, that issue finally got resolved to some degree. So, it got dissolved, and it was crazy because, you know, give props to my boy Tommy because, you know, he felt bad about the situation that happened. You know, because maybe some of the shit that people go through in their lives, they go through it and then they finally realize, damn, I might have fucked up. You know, and then, you know, me, I'm like, look, if it ain't something I can't fix, I'm not going to worry about it. You know what I'm saying? It might have irked me, to me, even to that time where, like, before it got resolved. Like, you know, it's like, hey, it's one of those, hey, look, that's fine. I'm cool with it. I made my peace and all of that. But it's like, you know, I forgive, but I do not forget. But if you see somebody really trying to do their due diligence on trying to make the situation better, because honestly, a lot of people might have seen like, you know what, I fucked up and I'm sorry, man. I mean, you're a good dude and maybe I couldn't appreciate that. And I appreciate what my boy did, and I am utterly grateful for that. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes that shit will come back to people, and it might take time. I'm not going to hold my breath, but I mean, like I said, like, that's why it's imperative to not do negative shit to people, just because, like, especially when we're kids, we don't fucking know any better. But even still, even when we become full-fledged adults, we still don't know fucking better. Now we're getting back into the whole thing with Chris Rock. Chris Rock's been in similar situations going through it as a kid and whatnot and getting clowned. And sadly enough, same goes for Will Smith. He even said, like, the, like, you know, where people made regrets and all of that stuff, like Peppa from Salt and Pepper. Like, that nigga was sitting there trying to date her, go on a date with her, and she was like, oh, I'm sorry, you're too goofy, you're corny, you're not hard and all of that stuff. But now she even regrets it. You know, like, I regret not going out on that date with Will Smith. But then when we look at it like this, we've been rooting for Will Smith for years to be that guy. And then next thing you know, you literally fuck it up. Not because you've had selective outrage. You decided to take your frustrations on a situation that you put yourself into, that you allowed to keep going. And instead of you taking the situation by the horns and actually handling it in a way where you could have prevented all of that from happening, either kicking the bitch to the curb, you know, hey, you got, look, no, you gotta go. Seriously, my career and all of that shit is on the line, and I can't have you fuck that up. You know what I'm saying? Like, seriously. And then you just get pussyfooted. And you just go really soft. And it's like, nah, bruh. Nah. You don't want to be messed with. You don't need to be messed with. You know, but instead of taking your frustrations to the situation where it's supposed to be, you take it out on a person who had nothing to do with the situation, and he's sitting there doing his fucking job. And I give props to Chris Rock about that. Like, yo, like, my take on that, like, you know, I'm supposed to quit my doing a job because your husband's fucking movie Concussion was dog water? Like, he didn't get nominated? Man, you tripping. Seriously. Like, bruh, like, I'm happy that, you know, he at least, and like, yeah, I'm not gonna spill no beans. He didn't go on Oprah. He didn't do no stupid shit like all these other folks trying to get sound bites and all that. He said straight out, look, you want me to talk about this shit, you got to fucking pay me. You got to fucking pay me. And rightfully so. You got to fucking pay me. And Netflix paid him dearly. And that is a way, ladies and gentlemen, how you manage your life and do it in a masculine way to where you ain't making yourself look like a fucking fool. Props to Will, props to Chris Rock. Big W for Chris Rock. Big ass L for Will Smith in that troll he got as a wife. Hell, take that to the bank. Shit. Either way, guys, I'm going to get off the hook. This is the In My Mind segment of Late for the Party on Anchor FM. Please like, comment, share, subscribe, and support the podcast. You can check me out on all social media. Just link on my link tree, and you'll see everything. One-stop shopping, everybody. Also, check me out on my Late for the Party merch on teespring.com, you guys. So, I'm going to get off the hook. I am your host, Melodious, a.k.a. Coverboy, the Modern Marvel, signing off. And as always, when you're late for the party, you're always on time.